Hi everyone, you're listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda, and today we are talking about something humanity loves to dream about, terraforming, which is basically the idea that if Earth becomes uninhabitable, we will just remodel another planet, you know, change the atmosphere, temperature, landscape, and ecosystems of Mars, or Venus, or whatever, until it's comfortable for humans. This sounds great in theory. In reality, it's like saying, my house burned down, so I'm going to fix it by building a new house, out of lava, on the moon. Step 1. Find a planet. Mars is the usual candidate, but it's relatively close. It's also a frozen desert with no breathable air, toxic dust storms, and temperatures that make Canada look tropical. But sure, let's make it into a cute little Earth 2.0. How do we do that? Option 1, warm it up by releasing greenhouse gases. Option 2, smash giant asteroids into it, hoping the impact will shake things up and thicken the atmosphere. Option 3, deploy giant space mirrors to reflect sunlight onto the planet. So basically our plans involve wrecking the planet with asteroids, lasers, and pollution until it's just barely livable. I'm sure nothing could go wrong, but here's the fun part. Even the optimistic estimates say terraforming Mars would take hundreds, maybe thousands of years, and cost trillions of dollars, which means if we start now, our great-great-great-great-grandchildren might get to enjoy a nice picnic on a planet that still feels like death, but with slightly warmer death vibes. Also a tiny problem, Mars doesn't have a magnetic field, which means any atmosphere we manage to create will be slowly stripped away by solar radiation. So congratulations, after all that work, we'll still need to live in domes, grow potatoes out of our own poop, like the Martian, and avoid going outside for more than 6 seconds at a time. But hey, maybe we'll terraform Venus instead. It's hotter than a pizza oven, and rains sulfuric acid, but at least it's pretty. The truth is, terraforming is basically science fiction for now. We barely managed to keep Earth's climate stable, and it already has breathable air and water. Do we really think we are going to successfully remodel an entire alien planet when we can't even fix potholes? So yeah, terraforming is a cool idea, but unless you're really patient and enjoy breathing carbon dioxide, you might want to stick with Earth, because by the time Mars is ready, you'll be long gone, and some future alien will be using your perfectly terraformed planet as a vacation home. Thanks for listening to Us and Tomorrow. I'm Belinda, and if anyone asks me to go live in a half-frozen, half-cooked Mars colony, I'll politely decline, because I like oxygen too much. Until next time, keep dreaming of tomorrow.